I want today to talk about the Industrial Revolution from a variety of aspects. I put everything on the board I put on our website, so don't worry about copying it down, and it's all pretty obvious. So doing the Industrial Revolution across the century is no easy task, but we will do it and do the reading. Let me just say that the way people look at what used to be called the Industrial Revolution, and I guess some people still call it that, has changed dramatically. Through the 1950s and into the 1960s, the idea of the Industrial Revolution was that it was the work of some geniusy inventors who created machines in the used primarily in the textile industry, but also in mining, that eliminated blocks to assembly line production, and then everybody was crowded into factories, and the new brave world opened up. In fact, one of the most interesting books, and sort of great classics that's still in print, was written by an economic historian at Harvard, who's still around, called David Landis, a good book called The Unbound Prometheus, which was basically that. And some of the inventions that I briefly describe in your reading, the spinning jenny, et cetera, refer to that. Well, and then that kind of analysis led one to concentrate on England, where the Industrial Revolution began, and to view to view industrialization as being a situation of winners and losers by not going as fast. In your reading, I give you some pretty obvious examples of reasons for the Industrial Revolution first coming to England, location of resources, particularly coal, a country which there's nowhere that's 75%, more than 75 miles away from the sea, precocious canals and roads, banking system, fluidity between classes, a very large and increasingly larger proletariat, agricultural revolution, etc. And with that kind of analysis, those places that didn't industrialize as fast, for example, France, one thought, well, that they were quote-unquote retarded, a word that was used, unfortunately, at that time, and then one tried to see why not. Now, that analysis has been really rejected greatly over the past years, because Industrial Revolution is measured by more than simply large factories with industrial workers and the number of machines. And the more, and this is the point of the beginning of this, the more that we look at the Industrial Revolution, the more that we see that the Industrial Revolution was first and foremost an intensification of forms of production, of kinds of production that were already there. And thus we spend more time looking at, you know, the intensification of artisanal production, craft production, of domestic industry, which we've already mentioned, that is people, mostly women, but also men and children too, working in the countryside.